First keynote speaker this afternoon is Mr. Christopher Grady. He's the president of Clear Government Solutions, and he's head of its technical data center operations. He brings advanced technical knowledge of cloud computing, as well as proven methodologies and skills related to the procedures and documentation necessary to deliver and maintain a secure cloud computing environment. Christopher previously worked at his former company, XaaS, Everything as a Service, and several cutting-edge projects, including one of the first Department of Defense unmanned aerial vehicle drones for the U.S. Marine Corps, NATO, and the White House and State Department. Please welcome Christopher Grady to Cloud Computing East.
Thank you.
Can I have a copy of that?
I'll solve it for you.
Let's see, which one am I? This one here. There we go. There we go. So thank you for attending. I'm Christopher Grady, president of Clear Government Solutions. And we are a federal cloud service provider focused exclusively on the federal market. We are also a GSA Infrastructure as a Service blanket purchase agreement holder in all three lots, storage, virtual machines, and hosting. And we are also in the FedRAMP process pursuing a JAB, Joint Authorization Board Provisional ATO. Generally speaking, we are at the end of the process. You never know exactly when you're going to finish. We have been in it for quite some time, many months. I'm going to get into that process in a minute. But I just want to tell you a quick short story. I was thinking on the way here, the last time I spoke was before we got into this process, almost 2 years ago. I was doing two presentations, one in New York, one in California. The first one I did, the moderator sent out an email afterwards and said, Chris got very high scores from the audience for the first time speaking at the conference, which was great. Second one, I got higher scores than anybody. He said, and he sent it out an email. He said, it's very interesting because Chris was stuck on a runway in Las Vegas and he didn't wasn't able to present. So just sit back and pretend like I'm not here and this is going to be a fantastic presentation. So I wouldn't be doing my job unless I threw this grenade in the middle of the room. This gentleman and others like him have permanently changed the direction of IT and security and cloud computing. Complete paradigm shift in how cloud is secured, how we think about security, how we approach insider threats, et cetera. And in terms of service delivery models, which is the core of this presentation, it has to be put in a framework in terms of what is the service behind the service that I'm going to present that nobody actually talks about. And that real service is security. And as a cloud service provider for the federal government, that process of certifying that security is FedRAMP. And I want to put the FedRAMP certification into perspective. Everybody's familiar with HIPAA compliance. This is a general visual representation of the number of controls in each one of these areas, healthcare, insurance, portability, and accountability act. And then there's PCI DSS, which inherits some of the HIPAA controls and then extends those controls for the payment card industry. And then there's ISO 27000, 1-6, which, by the way, I believe is updated only once every 8 years. And then there's the government standard FISMA NIST, which is approximately 250 controls. Now, the FedRAMP extends beyond those controls, the Joint Authorization Board FedRAMP approval. And what they've done is they've gone to all the agencies and determine where they have gone beyond the FISMA NIST requirements and incorporated those into the FedRAMP package. And then going beyond that, DISA in their Infrastructure as a Service pre-solicitation is leveraging the FedRAMP BPA requirements to build their DISA Infrastructure as a Service certification process. And to put that visually in perspective, I brought some samples here of some system security plans. The average FISMA security plan is around 100 pages, okay? That's the average FISMA security plan. The very first system security plan we wrote for this cloud back in 2010 is this document right here. This is the actual document, a little bit thicker. And this is our FedRAMP security package. 800 pages plus. This is still not all the documentation. It's referring to other documentation with an